I think more or less on the same side. Everyone wants to leverage AI, but sometimes, or most times, they have this fear or this risk factor. What do we do about this? What do we do about this? And they don't know how to go about it. So the best way is, as you said, let's set up a policy. Let's set up a framework on how you want to operate. Let's set some business objectives and then set up a governance around it. Then give it some funding. Of course, if you're a very large corporate, you set up a separate initiative, separate entity, so that the risk is contained. Otherwise, you do it in the department. And when you do that, then you innovate. You try out a few models, try out a few ideas, and then whatever works, you implement it. And what works, then you put it into the risk framework. And after the risk framework and due diligence, you have a good business case to go forward. But then when you do the funding, be prepared that they will not always be what you expected. So be ready for surprises, be ready for failures. That's another thing that we are seeing in the market.
So
Now,
one interesting question, again, maybe we'll love to run by you because that's something comes up, is how should organizations set this up? There is, should they do it a command and control, like, and say everybody follows that, or should they do it? Because innovation driving command and control is very hard, right? And at the same time, you can't completely be decentralized and say everybody on their own figure it out. So maybe I'd love to have maybe hear your thoughts, or and happy to share my thoughts on that part of it.
sure. I think there are two parts to it. Again, it's about balance. From a guideline perspective or command and control perspective, if you want to call that, there needs to be a policy and a framework saying what do we want to do, what are the principles, and how do we want to do certain things, and what is the funding available, and then set up a centralized AI department or a team if it's not a separate entity. So that sets up basically the ground rules. And then at a certain time, that team sets up what do we expect each department, each business unit to do? And there's a freedom of choice on what do they think, what ideas they have, what innovation they can do. And there can also be ideation across the company, and then you select some ideas. So that's one way of it. But you cannot control it. Then how do you democratize, and how do you make sure everyone is feeling participated or everyone is feeling consulted? So you need to set up a governance structure in which everyone's views are incorporated. And there, when we say everyone, let's talk about a few key actors. I mean, of course, the AI head has to be there as the orchestrator or chairman, but doesn't have to make the decision. That has to make facilitated decisions. Then you have to have legal counsel and privacy counsel on the table, because those are the two people who will usually say, you cannot do it. This is not done. I have my privacy concern. How do you manage sensitive data? So those concerns, you don't avoid them. Put them on the table and address them collectively. Then the financial, of course, because it's going to have financial implications. So you don't want to let it be towards the end. So do your business case along with these guys and have a risk a view, privacy view, and also your CRO and CDO. And then your HR, because there's also an employee facing issue, and the COO. And when you put all of them together on the table, and of course, based on the organizational dynamics, there may be other people to be involved, but you set up a committee wherein, if you're starting an initiative, first you put it for discussion, get everyone's views heard, adapt or maybe put some constraints, validate those risks, mitigate those risks, and then initiate it. And then it'll have far more buy-in, because if you're launching an AI program and you say you have the blessings of legal counsel and risk CRO and CPO and so on, there's far more acceptability. And let everyone share their ideas, let everyone bring their ideas, and let those ideas be evaluated on an objective criteria. So you balance it out in a way that there is, what do you say, command and control steering what projects are done, but bottom up, you are engaging all the staff to bring in ideas. I'm curious to hear your views as well.
I think so. I've been spending a lot of time in this space to understand that I view all this data governance and data security as something cannot be completely centralized unless you're an organization who is very, very small. But let's talk about a global 2000 here, and it's going to be command and control. That said, completely decentralized is not a way to governance. So there is a balance, which is, we call it a federated model, or in some way I call it federal and state laws, or local laws, right? So you need to have a set of federal laws that everybody adheres to, which is your organizational-wide mandates, while you do have an independence for states and local jurisdictions to make their own decisions on their own data and own businesses part of it. And so you're going to have local sheriffs who can make decisions. You cannot always go back to one command and control piece of it because it doesn't scale. And because in sometimes organizations fail to think about is governance is not, again, can't be taught in unison. It has to be taught in the context of a business, right? So if your business, you really need to think about agility and speed and value as well as so. So you cannot think about, so in this case of, we're talking about responsible AI, organizations don't have a wherewithal to spend 2 years thinking about it. They just don't have it, right? So like, yes, people would love to think and take a step back, involve a lot of people, have discussions to do that. So how do you deal with the situation in this case where there is a CEO level, the CEOs want to move fast because the fear is you want to get left behind competition, but also that customers are also starting to think about these experiences. So if you think about a retail companies, and if your other competitions are offering experiences which leverages AI, you cannot be left behind, right? So I think governance and other piece have to think about, like, how do you deliver value fairly quickly? And in order, and you cannot do that by just having a command and control. You can get started, but command and control is not scalable. So you have to, again, as you're outlined very, very articulately as well, is my philosophy has been the same. It's like you have to really think about setting that overarching principles and framework and do it fairly quickly and set up those federal laws fairly quickly. But then have these ownership within these departments and lines to start making decisions within this overall framework. And so you cannot dictate every small bits of it, but the guidelines and framework gives you some flexibility to do things and make decisions on your own data part of it. So we believe in that model to do that part. And so, but it has to be done in a way where you can get value quickly and respond to the business part. Because if business lines are not willing to wait 2 years or 1 year for governance to be sorted out, they will go and implement some things without do that part. So the balance is to be, how do you do that, but how do you align with the business fairly quickly and show value? And that's, I think, a puzzle that we all need to continue to improve on within the enterprise world, as to how do you do that fairly quickly? Because, you know, otherwise, you, again, going back to that, adoption is key, because if your organization's business lines are not embracing governance, they don't see a value, people don't adopt it. So it just remains on paper. So if, and you don't achieve the true level of governance that we know it need to be.
I agree with you. And I think agility and speed are two of the constraints, especially for large organizations. So you need to do it in an agile manner.
If you like this, find the full episode of Fit for Privacy podcast on iTunes or Spotify.